Okay, let's go with the next daf, Brachas Yerushalmi daf Lamed Gimel. And again, we thank the Elman family for sponsoring Maseches Brachas, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barab Le'i Basriel Rubin, and Bas Bas Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So let's get into daf Lamed Gimel. We're in the middle of a Braisa, and the Braisa says on the top of Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph, talking about Kfiyas Hamita, which we already spoke about a little bit on yesterday's daf, where the Gemara spoke about when does Kfiyas Hamita take place, Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoshua. We mentioned that Kfiyas Hamita maybe is a simin of a base of El, not just a Gavra of El, because all the mitos in the house are turned over. Today we're going to get into more details about Kfiyas Hamita and symbolism and types of beds. So Be'erev Shabbos, who's okay with Mitaso? On Erev Shabbos on Friday, so they pick up the beds, because there's no Avelus Befarhesia on Shabbos. So Be'erev Shabbos, the beds are picked up. Ubamoti Shabbos, Hukofan. And on Motzi Shabbos, you put them back and you fold them or bend them again. Big Shaila is, what exactly is the Havamina otherwise? Why would you think that you wouldn't put them back in? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, "Velo tema lo nahug kfiyas hamita ela ara Shabbos." You know, one shouldn't think that kfiyas hamita is only kind of like shvua shachalbo, the shvua that chalbo misa. Again, going backwards, usually shvua shachalbo gets closer, but you might have thought maybe for somehow that it only goes till Shabbos. If you look in the Ritva in Moed Katan, he has another possibility that maybe the chiddush is that you might have thought that the let's say the Shiva ends on Sunday, one more day, maybe Mixas Halayla Kakulos. The second the Shabbos is over, you already have a Mixas Halayla, and therefore you would have thought that you don't have to do any more Avelos. That's what the Ritva says in a Lashon on Chav Zayin in Meseches Moed Katan. One also might think that another Havamina, again, might be that Bekadshim, we know the Laila Holech Achar Hayom. In Kachim, that the night goes after the day, and so then maybe the night is somehow connected. Motzi Shabbos is connected to the day, just like Shabbos maybe is like in the world of Kachim. There are halachas of Motzi Shabbos that have to do with Shabbos, and some are even halachically connected to Shabbos. Havdalah is a big discussion. Havdalah, we know the Shulchan Aruch discusses for women, whether women are obligated in Havdalah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Sadik Vav Siv Ches, Nashim Chayavos Bahavdalah, Kishem Shachayavos Bakiddish, V'yish Mishacholik. Two different dayas, right? The rule usually is stama deshita, the Shulchan Aruch passing like the first opinion. But why would women be chayav in Havdalah? It's after Shabbat, and it's a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. And there's no specific limud including them in this mitzvah. So the answer is because obviously it has to do with Shabbos. And women are obligated in all mitzvahs of Shabbos, right? The Gemara in Brachas and the Bavli Daf Chaf, Nashim Chayavos Bekiddush Hayom. But the way the Ran and the Ramban, others understand that that's not just Kiddush, that's all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, of Lechem Mishnah, of the Shalosh Seudos, of even of Havdalah. So that's the machlokas we've shown him here. Havdalah has to do with Shabbos, but it's after Shabbos. So is that included in the mitzvahs of Shabbos that we would apply Havdalah to? That's why it's better, because of this machlokas, the Rama says, Alken lo yavdil v'atzman rak yishmu Havdalah min ha'anashim. It's better for a man to make Havdalah. Again, for a woman. If there's no men around, the women make Havdalah, because that's in Brera or Machmer, like the Shita that they are. Or obviously Malava Malka has to do with Shabbos, and the Chachila, ones are supposed to have Malava Malka as connected, you know, to Shabbos as possible, not right after, but you know, that's the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin. La'ol misad adam Shulchan v'motzi Shabbos. So it could be, maybe that's the Havamina, that somehow Motzi Shabbos is connected to Shabbos, and just like Shabbos has no Kfiyas Hamita, so too we might say the same thing about Motzi Shabbos, but Kamashvan obviously not. The halacha is on Erev Shabbos, you pick up the bed, on a Motzi Shabbos, you put it back down. Tani, we continue. Dargash Nizkefes Ve'ena Nichfes. A dargash is a type of bed with like it's leather, and it has straps that connects it to the side beams. Dargash Nizkefes, so that type of bed does not have to be turned over, but just put on its side. Nizkefes, right? There's one not required to turn it over, because that would, the Rishonim say, would make it very dirty and unpleasant and not usable. Ve'en Nechbeis doesn't have to be Claps down totally. Rav Chaim Kanievsky seems to say that the reason is because this is not meant l'shchiva. Darga says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, mita she'ena asuya l'shchiva, hilkach ena tzricha kfiya, she'ena hofcha mamish al paneha, el neves kevel tzida, k'desh lo yushtamish ba. There are different levels, it seems, of kfiya. The beds that you usually use require full kfiya, and the ones that you don't use only require zakifa. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky seems to say. But Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf, is the one that seems to say that if you turn it over, then it's going to become very dirty. Right? That's what the Rashi says. Let me just find it. Arsa the Sila, Rashi says here, one doesn't... Chas alav... Lechfoso shelo yiskalkel ha'or belichlucha hakarka shelo yirashi krav gvohim misirugov lamala. If you turn it over, it'll get totally dirty and not usable, and therefore says the Rashi that you don't have to do it. So yislach lechaor. So that's a darkash. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, continuing, shomate kal binterin shelo v'dayo. All you have to do is to loosen the strap so it gets a little lower, and that's enough. And the Ritva, that same Ritva in Moikon Chav Zayim Aleph says, because then just the bottom of it might get a little dirty, but the top of it won't, and therefore it'll still be usable for the rest of the week, and therefore that's all you have to do. That's what the Ritva says there. Good. Reb Yosa b'shem Reb Yishuv ben Levi. Allah goshem ben Elazar. Allah is like goshem ben Elazar. That all he has to do, if to loosen it, you don't even have to put it on its side. Reb Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Reb Yosi. Mita shnakliteha olin v'yardin ba shomtin v'dayo. A bed that has a canopy bed, but it only has two poles. It has a pole at the top, a pole at the bottom of the bed, and it has a cover hanging down diagonally. So all you have to do is to remove those poles, because again, that's a simen already that the bed is not being used in the normal way, and that's enough. Ezui mita vezui dargash. What's the difference between the mita and the dargash? And again, it's discussed in Maseches Sanhedrin also, the Gemara that we were just talking about. Amar b'yirmiya kol shemisargan al gufa zuhi mita. Any, if the straps go on top of the frame, are wrapped around the frame, the straps, and then let's say a mattress type of material is put on top, that's a mita. V'kol she'ein misargan al gufa. And if it doesn't go around the frame, but it goes through the frame, there are holes that it goes through, that's a dargash. Two types of beds in the days of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, really? A mita, the ropes, the straps go around, but v'hataninan, but we learned in the Mishnah, in Kalim, the biggest mesechta in Shas, in Mishnah is 30 prakim, hamita v'harisa, when is a mita arisa makabal tumah? We know the rule is that something is only makabal tumah when it has gemar malacha. When the processing is finished, that's when it is ready to be makabal tumah. If it's in the processing and a dead body touches it, if it doesn't have gemar malacha yet, so then it does not become tameh. So what's the gemar malacha of a bed? A mita of arisa, mishe yishufein ba'aradog. When you smear it with a certain type of fish skin, because that makes it smooth, it removes any type of splinters, and therefore, that's the final stage. But in misari ku agufa, but it says mita is when you smear this aradag. But if we just said a mita has the straps going around the frame, then the frame is not going to be visible or touchable anyway. So if the straps go on the guf, le'eza darbu shafa. So why are you smearing it with fish oil, with fish skin? So it must be that there's a problem here. There's a different type of definition of mita. Right? The Rambam says in Hilchos Kalim in the fifth parak, kol ha'kalim ein makablam tumah. Right, or kalim is there's no kabbalas tuma. We find, let's say, fruit also. For example, fruits and vegetables. We know machshirin, they're not mukshir lekabal tuma until they are become wet with one of the seven liquids. Interesting parallel. Let's just finish the Rambam first. Kol kalim inam kabbalan tuma achet gomer gomer malachton. V'chol kli eitz meimasam mekabbalan tuma. What about kli eitz? So it gives the example. Amita varisa mishufeim bar hadag. Gomar shelo lashuf. If you decided to leave it as it is and not to smear it, then mekabbalan tuma, because that's the end of the process. A lot of kabbalas tuma goes by a person's mindset. If they want to leave it in this state, so then that could be the gemar malacha, and there could be kabbalas tuma. There's an interesting machlokas rishonim when it comes to machshirin, what I just alluded to, and that is, we know, mesechas machshirin in Mishnayis, but we know a food item is not makabel tumah unless it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids. The Rashi Teva is being yad shachat dam. Right, yayin, dvash, the seven liquids. The question is, why is that needed? Is it xeris akasav? Yes, but the Rishonim discuss that maybe it's more than that. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that, we'll start with the Ramban. The Ramban writes there in Sefer Vayikra that there are spiritual pores, more of a Kabbalistic idea. There are spiritual pores that are only opened when it becomes wet with one of these seven liquids. So that's why it has to become wet. But the look in the Sefer HaChinuch uses the Lashon, and Rashi uses the Lashon Shem Chazal, that maybe it's not a shame pre until it has mukhshar lakabal tumah. The Chinuch says it in a way of, well, people usually don't eat fruits or vegetables until they wash them off, so therefore it's not really edible or have a shame pre. But halachically, it doesn't have a shame pre until you wash it off. So if that's it, so maybe that's a parallel to, there's a line in Maseches Chulin that sounds that way, to compares it to a gemar malach of a kli. Right, a gemar malach of a kli. It's not a kli until it has gemar malacha, so it's not a fruit until it has Hechsher, which is, so to speak, its Gemara Malacha. But either way, back to the question of the Gemara. So why do we say, if a mita has the straps going around the frame, so why would you have to smear it with fish skin? Amar Belazar, tipater bi'ilein asarsa kisaryasa de'islahan nekavim. The ones that need the fish skin are talking about certain types of beds that have grooves in it. So their straps sink in and are in between the frame pieces, and therefore that's why it would smooth on top, and that's why you would need the smearing. Good. Minayin l'kfiyas hamita. What is the source for kfiyas hamita? Where do we find it in Pesukim? So Rav Krispa, b'shem Rav Yochanan, v'yeshvu ito la'aretz. They sat with him on the ground. This is talking about the beginning of Sefer Iyov, right? Iyov, as we know, the action of Sefer Iyov, the physical action of Sefer Iyov is in the first couple of prakim and the last perek. Besides that, it's just the conversation between Iyov and his three friends, Eldad, Bildad, and Sofar, and then later on Elihu comes in, and later on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes in. But towards the beginning, in Iyov, Perek Beis, they come in and they sit on the floor with him. After all the tragedies happen, and the Satan takes away his family, and takes away his money, and takes away his animals, everything, they just sit on the ground. Vayeshu ito la'aretz. So, al ha'aretz, ein kasav kan. It doesn't say on the ground, Ela v'yishvu ito la'aretz, close to the ground, davar shu samach la'aretz. Why they sat on something close to the ground, mikantra yishen in agabi mitos kvufos. So it sounds like they were sitting on or sleeping on collapsed beds, and that's the allusion to la'aretz. That is one of the, at the beginning of the story, the friends were not aggressive to Iyov. We know as the story goes on, there are three sets of conversations between Iyov and his friends. Each one gets more and more abrasive and more accusatory by the friends of Iyov that he must have sinned or else HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have done it. But at the beginning, when they first come, they acted correctly. They didn't say a word. They just sat there, right? The pasuk says in Iyov Perek Beis, "Vayishmu shloshes rei Iyov es kol ra'azos haboylav." They all came. Vayavivo ishmim kamo. They all came from far away. Aliza vatemani builded ashuchit sofran amasi. Vayivadu yachtov lavo lanudlo ulanachamo. They came to comfort him. Vayusu as an ame rachok v'lo ikiru. They didn't recognize him because of what happened to him. Vayisu kolam vayivku, they cried. Vayikru ishmiilo, they all tore their clothing. Vayizruku afar al rosheyam ashamayim, they threw dirt on their heads. And then comes our pasuk. Vayeshu ito la'aretz shivas yamim v'shivas leilos. They just sat on the floor with him. 7 days, 7 nights, v'ein dover elav davar. They didn't talk. And that's one of the makaras that you're not supposed to talk until the avol talks. Ki ro ki gadol hakeh mod. Once more, we had the Iyov Shiurim are on the OU website, or on each of the Prakim of Iyov. But that's they sat there, and that's this makar. Then they started talking, and then the problem started. But either way, the Gemara says, Mikan, we learn, sitting on mitos kufos. The language of the Gemara here is not just that you have to be kofe and claps and turn over the bed, but actually Yeshenin al, you sit on the klav's bed. And if you look in the Rambam has that too. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, in Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, Ha'avel b'yom rishon bilvad, he talks about tefillin, which we spoke about already. And then the Rambam says, I'm sorry, that's going to be, let me find the Rambam that we need. The Rambam says, Minayin she'ein ha'avel. This is in Perakei Halacha Yudzayin. Minayin she'ein ha'avel yoshev al amita. Shenemar v'yachem ha'melach v'yikres pagada v'yishkav artsa. How do you know that an oval does not sit on a bed? Because it says that he sat on the ground. That's halacha yud zayin. And then halacha yud ches, hey yud ches, v'chayav lichpos amita kol shiva, v'lo mitasa bovar hu kofa, not only his bed, ala kol amitos sheish lo b'toch beso hu kofa, even eser mitos, v'chulu, he has to turn over. And then it says, hava kol mitosav, hu yashin al gabe mitos, Achirim or Gabi Kisi or Gabi Aron or Gabi Karka Lo Yasli Chovaso Eli Yashen or Gabi Mita Kfuya. The Rambam's lashon is that he has to sit and sleep on the Mita Kfuya. That's in Perek. That's in Perekay. The Rambam. The Radvaz points this out also in that halacha. That the Rambam says not only to be kofet but also to sit on the kfiyah. Maybe it's only the first day, not the other days. There's a diyak that he has, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even say that. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya does not say sitting on the mitas kfuyos, but on the floor. Ava chai bekfiyas hamita. This is Shin Pei Zayin, which we quoted in the last year also. An ava chai turn over the beds, ubishas shena va'achilo yoshi v'gami mita kfuya. When he's sleeping or eating, he sits on the mita kfuya. Ava kol hayom eino yoshev. Afilo al mita kfuya el agabi karka. Just on the ground, he has to sit. Again, our day, our minhag is not to sit on the mita kfuya, but we just sit on the low, on low chairs. Good. Continues the Gemara. So we had a pasuk related to mita kfuya, but now we have a number of Ma'amari Chazal about the symbolism. We already mentioned the Tzelem Elokim connection in the last year, and maybe that's hinted to in the following Chazal. Bar Kapara Amar, Ikunin Achas Tova. Ikunin is Tzelem Elokim. There was a certain type of, that's what the Sefer Charedim quotes from Rashi and Moed Katan. B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Es Ha'adam. Right, that's the, there was a Tzelem Elokim that was in your house, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us. Hayali B'toch Beischa. Ugaram Tani Lakofa. And you caused me to fold it, to take it away from you. Not you, the Avel, but mankind. Right, mankind Bechlal caused me to, right, brought death to the world. Af at kfei mitascha, as a recognition that this person was folded away from you, fold your beds. That is what Bar Kapara says. V'istamafkin lishna v'yichben. Some say no, it doesn't mean about I was kofe the person in the past, but v'yichpe in the future. You shall be kofe. Kfei hasirsur. Turn over the sirsur. What's the sirsur? Let's look at the Charedim klomar. De'ena kfiya lahoros al ha'avar, ela al ha'asid. It's about the future. Sheha'avel yashuv b'tshuva. The avel should repent in tshuva. V'yargiz yechatov al yetzarav yakufoso. The sirsur, the middle person, that's an allusion here to the yetzahara, who ha'yetzahara, who ha'malachamaves, who ha'satan. Right, and we have to try to overcome it. To lakach nisnaku yimei avel lashuv b'tshuva. The days of avelus are not just days of reflection, but a days of repentance. And he quotes the Gemara of Abasra Tezayin that the Satan, Yitzhahara, and Malach HaMavis is all the same. Zed Darko, Yoredu Mastin, Olo Makatrig, Nota Rishus, Venota Neshama. And he quotes a Zohar, that in the Zohar, the Yitzhahara is called the Sirsur also, Ihu Sirsura Bisha, L'chol Inin Bishin. That's the Charedim quoting a number of sources. But this is definitely, there are sources in the Rishonim that already talk about tshuva as being part of the Avelos process. Again, Avelos, the focus is the person himself, but if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, call me She'enu Misabel, Kemo Shetzivu Chachamim. If somebody does not perform Avelos, like the rabbi said, Hareza Achzari, that is brazen. Ela Yifchad V'yidag V'yifashpesh B'maisav. A person should be nervous and worried and be mafashpesh. That's a lashon of tshuva. V'yachzer b'tshuva, says the Rambam. V'yechamir shemeis tida kol achabura kula. When one of the group dies, then the whole group has to be nervous. The Koshlosh Yom Rishonim, the first 3 days, is even more nervous. After that, it gets a little better, but it gets a little lighter of the sentence. But again, one has to, you know, focus on tshuva. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis. The Sefer HaChinuch also connects this in Reish Samach Dalet. What's Reish Samach Dalet? Reish Samach Dalet is in Parshas Emor, that's the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim. But famously in this sugya, the Rambam says, Avelos, there are a number of sources that you could connect Avelos to in the Torah. You know, Parshas Vayechi, Ve'aslav Avel Shivas Yamim, but that's not really the source, because the Rambam Beferis says, Nitna Torah V'nischad Shehalacha. That source is, that pasuk is quoted in the Rambam beginning of Hilchos Avel, but he says, don't think we learn Avelos from there, because that's 7 days. And the Rambam says, I only hold that one day is Daraisa, and only death and burial if it's the same day. But the Rambam does include it in the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim. The Rambam says, and the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Rambam in Reis Samach Dalet, Zos Ba'atzma, the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, that Tumas Kohanim meaning the fact that a Kohen has to be mitami himself for his Sheva Krovim, he mitzvahs ibol, klomar, shekol ish mi Yisrael chayev lehisabel al krovav, person has to be misabel on his krovim, klomar, shisha meisei mitzvah, haniskorim bekasuf, la'mikra shehevi arav al mitzvahs ibol, says the chinuch, umashenemer ba'aron, v'yachad lichadas hayom, that's the other pasuk that the Rambam quotes. But the Rambam, the Chinuch continues and says, "Mishar shi'a mitzvah ki adam nifal kafi pu'ulosav she'yase," and we are affected when there is someone that dies. Ki biyoso be'alchomer lo yispalo davar b'koachat yosi yonim and koach la'poal. Right, acharei pu'ulos nimshachos halavavos. And the Torah is mechayev us to be involved so that we recognize that we are finite. V'yizbonein b'nafsho ki abavonosav garmulo lahagia ilav atzarahu ki Hashem lo ya'anem ilibo. Every tsar that a person has in life is something that Hashem thought about beforehand. Even though we believe that every person's time is in the time that it's supposed to be, but the fact that the relatives are in pain from it, that's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
When a person focuses on this and realizes that Avelos is all from Hashem,
important words of the Sefer HaChinuch. Again, not blaming, but just using it as an impetus for tshuva. So that's learned out from this Yerushalmi, Kfei Asirsur, right? The Yichpe that Kfiyas Hamita points us in that direction as well. We continue. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosi Tarveyom b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish. They both said in the name of Reish Lakish. Chad Amar b'bnei Ma Hu Yashem b'mita Kfuya. One said, why does a person sleep b'mita Kfuya? Again, sounds like that Rambam, that not only to turn over the bed as a simen, but to be uncomfortable, that to lie in the mita Kfuya. Why does a person sleep in the mita Kfuya? Shehe noer b'layla. So when he wakes up during the day, during the night, v'nizkashu avel. So in the middle of the night, if he wakes up, he'll remember that he's an avel. Won't be a dream. The Charan Amar, the other opinion says, mitoch shehu yashin al mita kfuya. Not just if he wakes up, but mitoch, since he is sleeping on a mita kfuya, he's not going to be as comfortable as he normally is, and therefore, who knower balayla, he's going to wake up at night, v'nizkar shehu avel, and he will remember that he's an avel. So again, that sounds more of like there's a kiyum of being in discomfort in the Yemei Avelos. So it doesn't mean pain, right? There's not supposed to be positive of pain in Avelos, but definitely discomfort, a lack of washing, a sitting on a low chair, that is all part of it. Aval. Now we get back to what the Mishnah spoke about at the beginning of Misha Mesu. Aval kolzman shemesu muta lefanav, as long as there's aninus, meaning before Avelos, ochel etzal chaveiro, a person should not eat in front of the mace. Right, that's an example of lo igla rush. A person should not eat in front of a mace. Which type of mace are we talking about when it says that he's not supposed to sit? This is a machlokas achronim. If you look in the Taz in Yoredei, in the beginning of Shin Mem Aleph, this is quoted in Halacha that a person should be ochel b'bayis acher. That's loig l'rash. That's what Rashi says in Brachas. But the Taz writes in Shin Mem Aleph Aleph, v'hadalo asru gam ba'acher mitam zeh. Why don't you say that it's not only a karuv that can't eat in front of a mace, but anybody? Just like nobody's allowed to wear tefillin and sits in a cemetery. Doesn't matter if you're related to the mace or not. So if eating is that loig l'rash, like, ha, I can eat and you can't eat. So why isn't that by everybody, not just by a relative? L'fisha dafka chay b'kfuraso. Maybe it's because if you're eating, you're not going to take care of the burial. Maybe it's similar to the ptur of aninus, because we want somebody to be able to make sure that you're going to take care of it. Remember, we had on the last daf, we had a machlokas, we had a suffix, whether it was because of kfodo shel meis or ein misha yisa masuo, and we had a nafkamina there. So that seems to find a echo in this machlokas achronim. The Taz says if the reason eating is usher because of loig l'rash, so then lechora maybe it would only apply to a relative, because relatives are the one that have to be osek
in the Kfura. But if you look at the Pisrei Tshuva right there, Pisrei Tshuva in Yeridea quotes that he doesn't agree. He thinks maybe based on the Shach, it applies even to non-relatives, because it has to do with Loeg L'Rush eating and not Dafka, not taking part of the in the Kfura. So, a person should not eat Ochal Eitzachaveiro, V'mein Lo Chaver, turning over Ochal B'Bayis Acher, and if he doesn't have a friend to eat by, then he should just eat. Ra'at Haredim says, Shashari Bein Agoyim, he's amongst the Goyim, he has nobody else to eat by, Ochal B'Bayis Acher, so just go eat in a different house, different room. V'mein Lo B'Bayis Acher, Osa Mechitzava Ochal, and if not, at least put up a wall and eat. Because again, maybe a halachic wall, maybe a 10 tefachim. V'meinu yochal asa mechitza, and if you can't, hofech as part of the kos of ocha, at least turn around. V'lo mesiv, he shouldn't do it with a seba, shouldn't relax and eat in a reclining position. V'lo ochal kol tzarcho, v'lo shotzo kol tzarcho, we're not supposed to eat till our fill in a state of aninus. V'lo ochal baz v'lo shotzo yayin, or eat meat or drink wine, we don't have to starve, right? We're not supposed to again, be in pain, but we're not supposed to celebrate. We're not supposed to be in a state of having drunk wine. Fame is domino love, and they're not included in Zimun. Remember we said, even if somebody partakes in Zimun, that doesn't count. Vim birich ein onanach ravam, and if somebody makes a bracha, we do not answer amen to their brachas. V'yachirim shebirichu ein onanach ravam amen. And if other make a bracha, he, the onan, does not answer amen. So again, he's mufka from mitzvahs, like the Gemara said on yesterday's daf, yamim shata osik b'chayim, v'lo yamim shata osik b'meisim. Hada the tamer b'chol. And this is all aninus on a weekday. Aval b'shabbos, on Shabbos, there's definitely no aninus, fishor b'farhesya. Meisim v'ochal 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 v'shosa yayin. He could eat meat, he could drink wine. V'ochal katsarchal v'shosa katsarchal mezanam alav. Yes, and eating and drinking whatever he would want. Umezanam alav, and he takes part in the zimun. Again, if somebody's an onin over Shabbos. Vim birech onin achrav amen. V'achreim shebircha onah acharein amen. And if he makes a bracha, others should answer amen, and he should answer amen. Interesting discussion in the... Let's just finish this, and then we'll make a comment about Kaddish. Amar Shimon Gamliel. Ho vitarti lo es kol eiler. Shimon Gamliel says, if all these are mutter on Shabbos, that all of these eating and drinking, then chivu b'shar kol ha-mitzvot shel Torah, then we should be mechayivim in all mitzvahs. Im chayishah hitar talo chayolam l'kol shekein. So surely we should, if he's chayishah, if physical activities he's involved in, then chayolam surely should be mutter. What's the machlokas here? It sounds like they're very similar shitas. They're saying things are mutter. So the Haredim quotes from the Gemara in the Bavli Daf Yud Ches, Tash v'shamita ikiminayu. Are the private activities mutter ba'aninus? Right? According to the Tanakhama, even though he's chayav in all mitzvahs, this is darash b'tzina, so it's asher b'tash, he's asher b'tash v'shamita, while Rav Shimon Gamliel would say it is mutter. Interesting question about minhagim. Different minhagim that you'll find. If somebody's an onin over Shabbos, does he say kaddish? Right? This is before kfura. So he's going to shul, and he's davening, so should he say Kaddish even before the burial took place? That's different minhagim. One should ask their local authority, Rachman al-Itzlan, if something like this comes up. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Alok, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, says the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which would mean Tashva Shamita would be mutter, according to that pshat. Nimsa l'rabim, once a person gives over the body to the tzibur to go and bury, and they're going maybe out of the city because batei kfaras were out of the city. Then aninus is over. Then he becomes a novel, and he can eat meat and drink wine. Nimsa l'ktafayim nami. If you give over to the people who are going to carry the mace on their shoulders to the burial to the beis hakfaras, kamisha nimsa l'rabim. It's the same thing. It's as if you gave it over to the rabim, and therefore you have turned your back on the avelus, and aninus would end. Kadamach Rabbi Yosi when Rabbi Yosi died, kabil rebchia baravoy avelui. So machlokes, what this means. So the Haredim says it means rebchia baravoy was mavre, gave a suras havra to the relatives. Others say it means that rebchia barva, who was a Talmud, accepted a did avelus for himself. Because if it's a Rebbe and a Talmud. Ve'echlun, so we'll go with the B'charetim. Ve'echlun basar v'ashkisun chamar. Reb Chiya Barva gave the Avelim meat and wine to drink. Right, this is a proof to what we just said from the in the earlier cases, that right when the anidus is over, wine and meat are mutter. Kadamach Reb Chiya bar Abba, when he died, Kabbal Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Aviloi vechlem basar vashkitun chamar. Same thing, that the meat and wine right away. Kadamach Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Kabbal Reb Zeira veloi veichlun tufrin. When Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak died, Rav Zeira gave the Avelim to eat lentils. Meimar kama du minhaga. So you see, whatever, it's all based on minhag. Whatever the minhag is to give, that's what you give. Reb Zeira, this is again Reb Zeira. It's probably been the most common amora that we've had already in brachas. Reb Zeira midmich pakid umar. When he was dying, he gave the following tzivui: Lo takablan ala yoma heinevla. Don't accept avelus food today from others. He was telling them. He was telling his relatives that don't eat today. Lamachar marzachya. Tomorrow, you know, tomorrow you could eat the avelus food. Maybe it's similar to the halacha about Bezdin not eating on a day that they put somebody to death. Mefarshim here quote, but he was saying to them, you know, maybe not only to minimize the eating, but maybe he was saying his relatives should fast just that day and they would eat tomorrow. Rabbi Yisrael Bered de Rabbi Havi Ksuva. Ksuva, either it's the name of a place, maybe it should be Batuna, or maybe Ksuva is like a kosev, like a sofer. He was a sofer, Matzi Onis, a certain terrible tragedy happened to him. Va'alum l'gabei Rabbi Mav Rabbi Yudin, they came to visit him and pay him a shiva call. Va'vichamarta v'ishtun sagin, there was plenty of wine there, as we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf, wine drunk at a base avel. V'gachin, and they drank a little too much, and they got a little tipsy. L'macharatun bayin me'el gabei, the next day they started coming to go pay a shiva call again. Amar lon Rabbanan. Rabbanan said to them, Hachin barnash avi l'chavrei. This is what you do to your friend. You go and get drunk in the shiva house. Lo havin chaseirin esmol elamikum umirkud. The only thing that was missing yesterday was getting up and dancing. Sarcasm in the Talmud. Sarcasm in the Talmud right here. They said, you know, you got to be careful. They were saying, you know, he's not interested in having you, you know, take part in so much in the wine of the base avil. Okay, we'll stop here. This was Daf Lamed Gimel.